Hello guys, what's up? Thank you so much for listening to the Chai Finance Show podcast. Today, the topic for today is leveraging. How would you feel if I say that borrowing money and starting a business is more cheaper than starting business entirely with your own equity? You might be wondering whether I'm drunk. No, I might sound like a drunkard, but I am not a drunk person right now. Leveraging me. This is possible because of leveraging. So leveraging basically is using the sources of external funds to fund your own business. Let me explain you this with an example. Suppose you need 1 lakh rupees to start a business and you just have rupees 40,000. So what do? You borrow 60,000 from the market and the rate of return on your own business is 18%. So you will obviously look for people lending money cheaper than 18%. Say you find a lender who lends you money at 12%. So now what you do business for a year, and after a year 1 lakh rupee return, your 1 lakh rupee is now returning 18,000 rupees. So at the end of year you have 1,18,000, out of which you have to pay interest of rupees 7,200. So now you are left with 10,800 and the 1 lakh rupee is in business. But you will say you just invested rupees 40,000 and you have earned 10,800, which is more than 25%, which is actually 27% of 40,000. But your business just earns rupees 18,000. So how is this possible? This is because of leveraging. See, you earned 18% on 60,000 as well as 40,000. The 60,000 you borrowed and 40,000 of your own money. But on the borrowed 60,000, you paid 12%. So the remaining 6% will be distributed on your 40,000. This is thereby boosting it. Therefore, you have earned more money. See, I told you leveraging is awesome. But it's not all boxes of roses. There are also disadvantages. That is why most people are scared of borrowing money. Say you earn 5% in the year, but you have to pay 12% to him. That means you earn 5,000 and you have to pay 7,200. 2,200 from your own pocket. Isn't this bad? Therefore, we must find optimum capital structure and might have risk-bearing abilities. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Financial Podcast. Please share it with your friends and subscribe to whatever platform you're listening on. Thank you so much.